Hello, Podlers. Lovely having you on board the podcast. And coming up, we once again open the secretive basement doors to the Fib Club. And this time, it's all about those fibs you've told or heard in the world of dating. Morning, team. Long ago, I told a girl that Sir Elton John was my godfather. You're going to go for it, man. Go big, right? Which would have made him 7 years old at the time of my christening. Hashtag, he would have been Reginald. Oh, yeah. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 6:35 on your Tuesday morning. Welcome once again to The Breakfast Show, where here's your chance to win some merchandise. It is an Absolute Radio mug, resplendent in 2024 purple. And all you need to do is listen to a little clip from yesterday's show. But a key part has been bleeped out. If you've been paying attention or you've listened to the latest edition of the podcast, you will know what's missing. That's all you need to do is just tell me, what have we bleeped out in a mugs game? And yesterday, I was asking you to complete the sentence, is it weird that I... And then this happened. Gary and Harlow, however, you are weird. Is it weird that I can't have a shower until I've kicked my... onto the hook on the back of the bathroom door.
Oh, yes. Love it. I went for a phase of doing that, I think.
Did you?
Yeah, it's like a little challenge.
Oh, I wish I didn't have that image.
No, 100%. Is it a coincidence that Glenn had to take the day off?
He can't get it out of his head.
So, is it A, boxers, or B, soap on a rope? What does listener Gary have to kick onto the bathroom door hook before he can take a shower? Is it A, his boxers, or B, his trusty soap on a rope? Your names and your answers, A or B. Send it along to 8 12 15. Up next, the merchandise is available. We will be playing a mugs game.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Tuesday morning. Let's give away some merchandise, shall we? And hoping to bag it on line one in Kent is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Dave, and good morning, the team.
Ben, hello. Welcome Hi, to Ben. The show. Ben is a coach driver. To the coach drivers, everyone.
Be the coach driver.
Ben, I was asking during the last song, and you can exclusively reveal, do we still live in a world where they have a whip for the driver?
They sure do.
Oh, yes. What's the biggest whip round you've ever got?
It was about £100.
Oh, right. Nicely done, coach passengers. Yeah. Where had you driven them from and to?
I can't actually remember now.
Oh, they mean nothing to Ben. No, just give me the cash, get off in an orderly fashion, I'll have a look at the litter you probably left behind, and I'll move on to my next coach journey. Fair enough, Ben, fair enough. So, Ben, yesterday on the show, we were asking people to complete the sentence, is it weird that I... And a listener by the name of Gary said he had to kick a certain something onto the hook on the back of the bathroom door before he could shower. But was it his boxers or was it his beloved soap on a rope?
I'm going to say it's his beloved boxers.
His beloved boxers. Beloved. Let's see boxers. If you're right. Here we go. Gary and Harlow, however, you are weird. Is it weird that I can't have a shower until I've kicked my boxers onto the hook on the back of
the
bathroom
door? Yes.
Well done, Ben. There's no money in it for you, but here's a mug. So you enjoy that. And thanks for tuning into the show.
Thank you, Dave.
Nice one, Ben. Have a good day,
Ben,
man.
Do you ever flick your boxers onto the hook in the bathroom door?
I don't, but I will run nude to the bathroom.
Okay. Thanks, Ben. And again, a perfect example of why I do all of the journalistic follow-up questions. Okay? That's why. How many more times? Thank you, Ben. I hope you enjoyed your live radio debut as much as the people of the UK probably did. Cheers, Matt.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is 5 minutes past seven on your Tuesday morning. Let's get socially armed, shall we, with Matt Dyson and the social ammunition.
Yes.
Matt, what's going on?
We start with a mural special this morning. Dave.
Oh, I'm actually going to be
exciting.
In the social ammo today.
This is hot off the press as well. You saw this on your way into work this very morning, right?
Well, I spotted it first of all yesterday morning in the back of the taxi, and I just thought it was a giant green splodge. But it turns out it's a Banksy.
Yes,
so then it was all over the news last night, and I was saying to Sarah Jo, I saw that on the way into the show yesterday. So this morning at twilight, I got the taxi, the lovely Paul, who I mentioned from time to time on the show here.
You made him stop so you could take a picture.
I made him pull over, and he was like, is it for the Banksy, boy? I said, it is, Paul, yeah. He went, go on, son. hashtag keep the arts alive. No, I didn't say that last bit.
We simply
so
must.
Then I got out. I clambered over the fence. Then felt a bit guilty about, you know, waking people up because suddenly they've got a Banksy outside their flat, you know. But I got a picture. I've posted it. Dave underscore Berry.
And it looks great, doesn't it?
So well, I've said, sorry, Matt, to interrupt. I said I passed by the latest Banksy on my journey into the show. Banksy once said, art should comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. He would go on to add, the vast number of temporary traffic lights along this stretch of road is also extremely disturbing.
And the potholes.
And the potholes, which are featuring heavily in the news. Come on, Rishi. Yeah. Not our words, the words of Banksy. But you can check it out for yourselves on my Instagram.
It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, he said it is definitely one of his works of art. It's really nice. And then the other big mural news is it involves Anne Hughes.
Oh.
We all remember Anne Hughes. She became a big celebrity, the 72-year-old cleaner of a local shop in South Wales, who was caught on the shutter that was lifting up first thing in the morning.
Oh, my goodness me.
And she dangled down on the video footage.
But she's fine. She owned it. She's happy. Fine. We have to keep saying
that. She was holding onto her trolley the whole time, and then eventually they let her down. Well, a shadowy street artist in Wales has put her up on the shutter.
Brilliant.
Painted an amazing mural of her hanging, so it's there for all time, for future generations to remember Anne Hughes. It's some guy called he's a Welsh artist called T2 Sugars.
Brilliant.
Which is a lovely name. No one ever has to ask him what he wants for his hot beverage. It's always there. I wonder if they write that on his cup in Starbucks when he goes in there. But it's there for everyone to see, and it's amazing. The other story, just quickly, is an angry letter in The Telegraph from yesterday that's gone viral. I never read these angry letters in The Telegraph, but sometimes some pure gold comes out. This one is from a guy from Saltdean in East Sussex. It simply reads, the headline is Dancing Ad Nauseam. Sir, I am fed up with seeing television advertisements in which people dance. A man is in a lift. He puts some chewing gum in his mouth, gets out of the lift, and dances. Why? A couple in an advertisement for a new kitchen dance all over the place. Why? A man is sitting in a car. He is wanting to buy. He gets out of the car and dances. Why? Keith Rayner, Saltdean, East Sussex.
I agree with Keith. I agree with the disgruntled guy writing a letter into The Telegraph. I do.
Unbelievable.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's madness. It's such a cliche now.
It's madness.
It's either dancing or spoken word. They're the ones you're guaranteed to see in any ad break, and it's getting too much. I'll share the full rant so you can talk about it later when I save your day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The time is 7:15. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. One breakfast show, 9 different playlists. So why not mix it up on your Tuesday morning? Go and have a fiddle with the free Absolute Radio app. Now, the talky bits on a Tuesday are all about the Fib Club. The first rule of Fib Club is you need to tell us everything in Fib Club. 8-12-15 is the number. This week, we're going to focus in on those fibs that you have told or heard whilst doing the dating game.
Mm-hmm.
So the number is 8-12-15. Come and join in right now, because we're getting into that real soon. Last week, well, the Fib Club was surrounded by the fibs you've told in your place of work. And we were joined live on air by Luke, who is the actual sound guy on Coronation Street. So he joined us for the first ever Fib Club. Told us about the little lies he's told from time to time on set. But before that, Matt Dyson asked him a huge question, which he tackled with real honesty.
Have you ever accidentally hit one of the actors, like Molly Sugden, in the head with your big furry mouth?
Yeah, I have.
Have you really?
Wow.
Yeah, I've done the same actress twice.
Okay, welcome to show business. So, which actor is it?
It's Jane Danson, who plays Leanne Battersby.
Oh, Leanne Battersby, a legend of the street.
Oh, I know, I felt so terrible.
So what I want to know is, the first time you did it, how long in the job were you?
2 years, maybe.
2 years, okay. And then how long was the gap before you did it again?
It was another 2,
So she's got that to look forward to then. That's nice. That's coming round again, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's coming round so
amazing.
Soon, doesn't it? So, Luke, it is the Fib Club. This week it's all about those told at work. I suppose there's nowhere to hide for you if you want to tell a fib at work, because it means that people won't be able to hear their favourite soap. So have you told any fibs?
Well, I have. So The sound supervisor is sat in the gallery away from the set, and they're listening to the sound, and obviously it's got to sound what you call on mic. So the director shouted, "Action." My boom has been nowhere near an actor's mouth. When they've gone to play back after the take, they've said, "Oh, that line's not there." And I've said, "Oh, I was there. Yeah, I was there."
So that is the wonderful listener, Luke, the sound man on Coronation Street, the first person to join the Fib Club last week when we were discussing the fibs you've told at work. But this week, as I say, it's all about dating, whether you told it or you heard it. I can see Anna Geary's mind a-whirring.
There's that many.
Are there any truths? 8-12-15 is the number. Come and join in right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Phil Common to the Fib Factory. It's a dating special this week. It's a nice opportunity to share, get those things off your chest.
Fess up.
Because, you know, what we're getting so far is people are feeling ridiculous about the things that they have once said whilst playing the dating game.
Yeah.
And it's nice to share.
Get it out,
because everyone else finds it hilarious. 8-12-15 is the number to come and join the Fib Club, the dating special. Nick's got in touch saying, "Hi, Dave and the team. When I started seeing my now wife, Rachel, I fibbed about the age gap. Despite it not being that big, I just wanted to try and play it young and cool." You'll know all about this, won't you, Dave?
Yeah.
How dare you, Nick? How dare you, Nick? I'll electrocute you all. 28.
Yeah, imagine doing that. Imagine lying about your age.
So
crazy
much.
Fibs.
All right. Okay, I can still attach them to you, you know, big fella.
They're always attached.
So much so that when my mum told Rachel my age, I still fibbed on.
Oh,
and I was saying,
no.
"Mum, that's not my age."
Oh, yeah, you joker.
I think nice mums one. Remember, don't they? I think they remember. I was only busty when she found my passport, booking a surprise trip to New York, and that's from Nick. So there we go. The Fib Club, the dating special is open. You can come and join in right now. The number is 8-12-15. There are more of them on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is 7:35 on your Tuesday morning, and as promised, it's time to give this a whirl.
Five words, £5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Yes, it is time for radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. Can somebody match five simple words with a member of the Breakfast Show team and bag themselves £5,000? Hoping to do just that is Erica. Hello, Erica.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Erica, welcome Erica. Along to the show. In Newcastle, you play along most mornings with your sister, Marie.
I do, yeah. Every morning.
Four nice. Out of five is kind of what you get?
Yeah, we've had a couple
of
fours.
Lovely.
Very good.
When we were talking during that last song, you said that you would love to be matched with Scatty Matty on the random player generator.
I would, yeah. I just like
playing
with
Scatman.
Matt is thrilled, Erica. He is thrilled. Let's spin the random player generator, see if you're getting Scatty Matty. Of course, it is just Matt and Anna in play today. Glenn is off. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna. Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Green choice. Anna Geary.
Anna Geary is in play.
Good luck, Erica.
Thanks, Anna.
And like that, Anna is leaving the studio, and therefore she cannot hear anything that we're about to say. Erica, as you're fully aware, I'm about to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Anna Geary's most likely to give, because in about 7 minutes' time, I will be giving the exact same five words to Anna. And if her answers match your answers, then I can give you £5,000. Good luck. The first word is sock. S-O-C-K. Sock.
Shoes.
Is it weird I would have gone with puppet?
Yes, it is.
Okay, fine. Up next, we've got road. R-O-A-D. Road.
Ridge.
Oh, telling answer.
Book. B-O-O-K. Book.
Worm.
Book. Worm. Good.
The penultimate word this morning, Erica, is best. B-E-S-T. Best.
Worst.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one for opposite, that.
Is that your sister Marie in the background, Erica?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Morning, Marie.
Morning, Dave.
OK. And finally, the word is cabin. C-A-B-I-N, cabin.
Ooh. Crew.
Oh, very good.
Lovely stuff. Erica, well handled. Please do wait right there. Anna Geary is in play. Next.
Five words, £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words, £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
And so, just like that, Anna Geary is back in the studio and Erica has been waiting patiently on line one. Erica, you ready to play?
I am, yeah.
OK, here we go. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you. Come on, Anna.
Come on, Anna.
Come on, Anna!
No pressure.
Girl power, OK.
The first word is S-O-C-K, sock.
Shoe.
Yay!
Amazing.
Yes!
Hype beast?
Yeah, come on.
That's correct. We had shoes.
Okay, same thing.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. But yeah, you're right. Yes. Erica, well done. That's one down, yes. Four to go.
Whew.
Road.
Pothole. Sorry, it was just in my head from the news.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, Erica.
Never mind.
Road rage is what we had there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, dearie me. Let's do the remaining words, shall we? Just because we've got to start to improve on those two out of fives we've been having since his return. Book.
Cover.
Worm. Best.
Worst.
Correct.
Good.
Cabin.
Fever.
Crew.
Oh.
Which means, once again, we have two out of five on five words, £5,000. Erica, it's been lovely having you on the show. Send our love to your sister, Marie, and we'll speak to you soon.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, Erica. Bye now. Bye. This, of course, means we are playing again tomorrow morning. If you'd like to have a go, well, the number to call right now is 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215.
Five words, £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where every Tuesday morning we open the secretive basement doors to the Fib Club. But once you're inside, it's all good, because the first rule of Fib Club is you need to tell everybody about Fib Club. And this week, it's about the fibs that you've told or heard whilst dating. 81215 is the number. And joining us right now is Sandra. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning, Dave and the team.
Hi, welcome Sandra. Along to the show. So, this starts in a nightclub. A bloke asked you to dance and then asked you what you were up to at that point in your life. Tell everybody what you were doing at that time in your life, Sandra.
At that point, I was a secretary and a chartered surveyor in Trafalgar Square.
You're thinking, I'm in the club.
Yes.
I don't want this guy who's asked me to dance to know that I work at a chartered surveyor. For some reason, Sandra felt some shame around
Sounds
that.
Sounds a bit boring, perhaps.
It does. You don't want that. No, it wouldn't. If it was today, you wouldn't be putting it on your Tinder. I don't know. I don't want to have a go at any chartered surveyors, but that's what Sandra's thinking. So, Sandra, you decide to conjure a different job for yourself. You decide it's time to tell a little fib. What you got?
I said, I work at Trafalgar Square. He said, what do you do there? And I said, I sell birdseed.
Sell birdseed, of course.
What's
that? You're that famous character off that Mary Poppins, aren't you? Of course you are.
Feed the birds. Tuppence a pay. What a glamorous story you've made up. Surely you're supposed to make it sound more exciting than your current job. Not the worst job available.
Well, yeah, I mean, it got worse because then you kind of panicked a little bit and you decided to kind of embellish upon the lie. You thought, if I were selling birdseed in Trafalgar Square, what would be the hazards of that line of work? And you decided to take the fib even further. So what did you say to the guy while you were dancing away in the club?
We started to get a bit close and personal, and I was like, I'm not enjoying this. It's time for him to go. So I said, I really enjoy the job. I meet lots of really lovely people. But the one downside to the job is I have a terrible problem getting the bird poo out my hair.
Oh, well, that's...
It's a good get out.
Well, yeah. There you go. I mean, was he off?
Yeah, he was off.
Sandra, it's been great having you on the show. Thank you for joining the Fib Club Dating Special. We'll speak to you again real soon.
Thank you. Take
Cheers,
care, guys.
Sandra. Lots of love. That's what we're after. 8, 12, 15. And I don't quite know what the name of the daily podcast is, but I know it's in that phone call somewhere.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm ringing the bell. It's in there somewhere.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
17 minutes past 8 on your Tuesday morning. We're currently in the Fib Club. It's all about dating. Morning, Dave and the team. I once told a girl I was partially Italian. Strange turn of phrase, isn't it? Hello, I am partially Italian. My face dropped when she said, oh, wow, so am I.
Oh.
And proceeded to name all of the places her family lived in and had lived in Italy, because she genuinely was partially Italian. Understandably, she then asked me about my family and where they lived, and I panicked, and all I could think of was Italia 90 on Channel 4, and said to her, they live near the San Siro.
Oh, yeah, the Giuseppe Meazza Stadium.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa, they live near that.
Yeah, that fountain in Rome.
Trevor. From somebody with no Italian family whatsoever is how that message concludes. Dave, I need to be admitted to the Fib Club. I was very early in a relationship, and I told the girl of my dreams I was the general manager of a big local printing company, when actually the truth is I was a warehouse worker. Now, I never would have told her this fib if I'd known then what I know now, and that is that her dad owned the company.
Oh, what? Tiny.
What a nightmare.
However, we have now been married for 23 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's from Neil. Well done, Neil. Keep them coming. The basement doors to the Fib Club are open. It's all about the ones you've told or heard whilst dating.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The first rule of Fib Club is you need to tell everybody about Fib Club. Last week, we did the fibs you told in your place of work. Mm-hmm. This week, we've moved the topic on to dating. Morning, team. Long ago, I told a girl that Sir Elton John was my godfather. You're going to go for it, man. Go big, right? Which would have made him 7 years old at the time of my christening. Hashtag, he would have been Reginald.
Oh, yeah. Reginald Dwight.
And that's from Nige. Morning, Dave. Morning, team. I told my girlfriend that a scar on my nose came from a boxing match, which subsequently ended my boxing career prematurely. Now that things have become more serious with her, every time she's over at my house with my family and we talk about sport, she brings up boxing. So I have to change the conversation as fast as I can.
Oh, yeah, let's not dwell on the boxing.
To quote-unquote keep up the ruse. Yeah. Because in reality, I tripped over and try not to drop the kebab I was carrying. I went face first into a lamppost. I did save the kebab.
Oh, good, that's the main thing, yeah.
Anna Geary, would you like to enter Fib Club when it comes to dating?
Yes.
Told any, heard a few. What's going on?
I told many, not just any. I once went on two dates, one right after the other. The first one was coffee. Second one was at a wine bar. The guy said at coffee, what are your plans tonight? I said, I've got choir.
Okay.
On date two, the guy said, what have you been up to today? I said, I had choir.
Oh! So if you date Arana Geary and she's been to choir... Yeah.
It means she's really been out with another man.
Wow. I wasn't going to fill in the blank. I was going to leave it there.
Choir is code.
Choir.
But you've talked about going to choir on this show. Do we believe any of this?
Sometimes
now?
I do go to choir.
You don't use it for other things, do you? Like all the meetings you don't come to. Or do you remember the Christmas drinks Anna didn't come to this year because she was in choir? Matt, I remember you pretending to have a love of equestrian art.
That's one of my favourites. Oh, yeah. And it was, no, was it, yeah. You got confused with Alan Stubbs?
No,
the Bolton defender.
Alan Stubbs. The Stubbs who used to paint the horses, yeah.
Yeah.
I told my ex-girlfriend that I was massively into that part of art history. And we used to go around galleries looking at Stubbs' work. Had to carry it on for years.
You were like, yes, the way you played against Manchester United in the FA Cup quarter final was remarkable.
Alan Stubbs.
Keeping Eric Cantona at bay really is a tough job. He's done very well here. Very, very well indeed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The time is 8:47. It is your Tuesday morning. The warmest of welcomes along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it's time for this.
You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
So here on this breakfast show, shout-out time is just after nine. And it's nice to get the grey matter a-tickling, get the frontal lobe a-throbbing. So we have a little game each morning for you to play along to earn your shout-out. It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
So basically, the number is 81215. You know that already. It's important you include your name, where you are, and what you want in your shout-out. So the details are key. And it makes it fun for everybody to think, wow, I'm listening to Dave talk right now while someone else is doing that. And we always get so many weird and wonderful things, a real peek behind the curtain of the lives of our listeners.
The UK right now.
Of the UK right now. Well said, Matt Dyson. So my first, my last, my everything for any newcomers is something that Matt really struggles with, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, I had an off day.
Yeah, I had an off day yesterday. So I take the first note of a song and I take the last note of a song and I stick them together and therefore they are my everything. And this morning we have a song that's going to be playing on the main station as part of the no repeat guarantee, which starts at 9 a.m. Of course, this means we'll not play you the same song twice throughout your day, 9 to 5. And the song in question starts and finishes a lot like this. Don't say anything, Anna.
I can see you
about to blurt it out.
I've got it.
You got it?
The answer's not pothole, by the way. Hang on, don't tell me we've worked together long enough. You know the band, but you don't know the song.
Yes, correct.
So it's over to you. 8, 12, 15. I'd like the name of the band or artist and the name of the song, if you could. But if you just get one or t'other, I'll give you a shout-out anyway. Here it is one more time. All the stuff I just asked for, send it along to 8, 12, 15. Do that right now. Just after nine is shout out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Just after nine is shout out time as we once again have a game of my first, my last, my everything. Here is, for the final time, the first and last notes of a song that's coming up on the main station as part of the no repeat guarantee. So many of you got this right. It was, of course, Coldplay, An Adventure of a Lifetime.
Whoa. I mean, we're all so familiar with the song, but the title I would never have got.
Never would have got it?
No.
I told you, I could see you got
it's
the band.
It's the era of Coldplay. Don't know any of the song titles. Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I like it. Never knew what it's called.
Well done to Ross from Lincolnshire, listening from Logistics Squadron at RAF Waddington, the Oxfam Massive, Nicky, Will, Wayne and Chris, oi oi, Dale in the Big Yellow Machine in Stoke St Michael, Becca currently working in an empty office, James from Sheffield working at the Reigate Children's Centre, John and Debs at Debs Ironing Shop in Wakefield, ironing the clothes for the good people of Wakefield, Chloe, who wants a shout out to everybody at Capital Reinforcing, and Steve, the Burkham Butcher bagging up lamb hearts, living the dream.
Wow. What, what an awful job that sounds like.
You can use that one if you like, Steve the Burkham Butcher. Well done, everybody. It was Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime. And tomorrow morning, around this time, there'll be another chance for you to earn a shout out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Tuesday morning. Time to bid you farewell and point you in the direction of the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. It is named the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Daily Podcast, and you can get it wherever you get your pods. Matt, I rang the podcast naming bell a lot at the end of our phone call with Sandra.
Oh, you did, yeah.
And I said I was going to take inspiration from it. And if you don't mind, I'd like to name the podcast
today. Yes, yeah. Which quote did you go with from Sandra?
Well, I've decided we should name the podcast "I Have a Terrible Problem Getting the Bird Poo Out of My Hair."
What an elaborate fib it was.
So there we go. As I say, you can grab that wherever you grab your pods. On the way next, Leona's going to be here with her tea break trivia, plus the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner to win £172,000. As for us, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6am, when, of course, Wednesday is your cool badge day. So if you have committed a crime against cool, or you've witnessed one with your actual eyes, email the details right now. Get ahead of the curve. dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Stay safe, stay entertained. Until tomorrow, arrivederci.